I didn't see the hit, but you know, I saw his reaction, the way he fell out, and it was definitely a scary moment.
You've been a part of a lot of Packers-Bears games. Was this one maybe a little more chippy than we've seen in recent history?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was. I think they were a little frustrated. You know, they weren't able to keep their composure a little bit, and you just have to prepare for that and know that it can come and be able to keep your composure.
Did you think the hit on Fonte was dirty?
I didn't see the hit.
And you didn't see the report afterwards?
No, I wasn't looking for it. I didn't see it.
You guys, you did by this injury, but you got 10 days off. You know, it seems like it's coming at a perfect time. You guys need it.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be nice. Hopefully we can get some guys back. You know, we had a few guys go down today, so it's been a tough road for us so far.
How big did your defense come up for you guys, getting four takeaways?
That's huge. That's huge. We talk about the takeaway advantage all the time. Anytime our defense can give us opportunities like that, and we're able to capitalize on them in the red zone, that's huge for our team.
Randall, how hard is it just to go back out and play the next play after
that happens? It's really scary. You know, we put our bodies on the line every single time we take the field. Every play, you have that opportunity that could be your last play. I don't think people realize the level of courage that it takes to take the field, and especially after a hit like that, you see one of your close friends go down like that.
I know you said you didn't see the hit, but did Trevathan say anything? I know you were sort of talking to some of the guys. Did he say anything about what happened?
I honestly was not worried about any of that. I was right there beside Devontae. I heard the commotion, but I don't know what was going on.
Randall, you played with Danny in college, right?
I did.
Is he known to be that a vicious hitter?
No, I mean, he's always been a big hitter. He's always made a lot of tackles. He gets to the ball, but I've never known him to be the type of person that go out his way viciously. But I didn't see the hit. I don't know, so I don't know.
Randall, what did you think of the way Aaron Jones stepped up when he tied and go down for the winning game?
He came in and did exactly what we needed him to do. He protected the ball. He was able to make some nice plays for us, pick up the first downs, and that's all we can ask for him in that situation.
Offensively, you guys seem to get in that rhythm. Like the others say, this is probably the best we've played so far. How did you feel your offense played in prime time against the division?
It was a really weird game, honestly. it kind of had a really weird feel and vibe to it, but when you can score two touchdowns in 50 seconds to start the game off, it makes things a little easier on you, but we definitely were able to make some big plays. We definitely won the big play advantage in this game, and that's huge for our offense.
How did you guys handle the rain delay? It's kind of weird, it doesn't happen too much in the pro.
Yeah, that was definitely really weird. We came right back out, the defense got a stop, and we were able to drop down on a touchdown, I believe, right after that. So that's huge for us. Being in a lull in a situation like that, when you don't know you're going to go back out, then they tell you a time, and then that time gets pushed back. It's just really very nagging, and it's hard to keep your focus and stay loose. But we did a good job with that. Coaching staff made sure we're on top of everything.
Randall, your coach likes to drive things up to the quarters. Obviously, now you get through 1/4 of the season. Kind of an odd quarter of the season too, with a lot happening. How would you say you guys stand 3-1?
I mean, 3-1. That's how we stand. I mean, that's the most important thing, is the win and loss column. We've had a bad break of injuries over this first quarter, but we're 3-1 right now. Hopefully, we can get some of these guys back. Hopefully, we can continue to make plays offensively and collectively as a team. Defense played amazing tonight. Put us in great positions throughout. Special teams flipped the field multiple times. So it's definitely going to be important for us to keep that going collectively as a team moving forward.